This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We have the tzivuyim of making the big day kahuna. Ba'at ha'tzavas b'nei Yisrael is about big day kahuna. Last week's parasha was about the Mishkan, the Binyan. This week's parasha is about the big day kahuna. One of the most intriguing parts of the big day kahuna is, of course, the Cheshen. And in the Cheshen was the Urim V'Tumim. The Pasuk tells us, Perik Chav Ches, Pasuk Chav Tes, what was the Urim V'Tumim? In Pasig, Venasa Aaron, Eshmeish bin Israel, the Cheshen Hamishpat al Libay. The Voyel Akkadish, Lizikara in Lifne Hashem Tamid. And the Pasig continues, Venosato, El Cheshen Hamishpat, Esa Urim, Vesatumim. So there was a Cheshen, and in the Cheshen there was an Urim Vetumim. The Hoyu Alev. Aharim, b'vayi lifnei Hashem. Continues the pasuk, v'nos aharon is mishpat b'nei Yisrael alibay lifnei Hashem tamid. The repetition of libay and libay and libay. That the cheshen, the Urim V'Tumim, was Aaron carrying alibay. V'nos aharon is mishpat b'nei Yisrael alibay. A lot of emphasis on the lave of Aaron. Chazal tell us that the schus that Aaron was somach begdulas achiv when he was told that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be the manig, that Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen to take out Klal Yisrael, to be Moshe Rabbeinu, to give the Torah. Moshe was a little scared. Aaron is the older brother. And yet, the Rabbeinu Shloilam guarantees him, V'racho v'samach b'liboy, he'll be happy. Chazal tell us, Halev shesamach, that this lev, this heart, that was happy, he was samach b'gdulas achiv, is the one heart that should wear the cheshen with the Urim V'Tumim. The Ran in the Drashis, Drush Lishi asks a shayla. The Urim V'Tumim is about nevuah. L'chayr alev shesamach is good to midas. True. The connection between good to midas and nevuah. That is the shayla that the Ran addresses in Drush Lishi. Halev shesamach, alright. So he could wear something, but how is it connected to the fact that the Urim V'Tumim is about nevuah? What is the connection, Frekteron, between Halev, the Midas, the Lev Shesamach, and the Inyan of nevuah? So the Ran is an Agans Arichus, complete Agans Drasha, to explain that the Rebbeinu Shloilam rewards Midah Keneged Midah. And it's done that way so people could learn to realize that this was because of this. If you don't have Mida Keneged Mida, then we don't know. Like this, it brings out that the Rebbeinu Shloilam is rewarding for this particular Maisa. So there has to be a connection between the Lev Shesamach and the Nevuah, and he explains that there is, because the Lev Shesamach was about Nevuas Moshe. As I zok deran, I always understood it more, the Lev Shesamach B'gdulas Achiv, that he's going to be the manig, he's going to be the leader, he's going to be the one that takes Klal Yisrael out. But you see, says the Ram, that it's more about the Nevuah, because obviously the reward, the Mida Keneged Mida, was the Urim V'Tumim, which is the Nevuas Yisrael, which teaches us the future. Maybe the Nisayan was not so much about the Gedula, was more about the Nevuah. for Aaron. He wasn't jealous about godless. He wasn't jealous about the honors in it. Maybe it's just the closest to the Eibishta, the Nevuah. So the Ran sees, understanding to the Ran, that the Ran sees that the Kinnah was about the Nevuah, even though it's not clear. L'chayr, it should have been with the Shlichus that he was jealous, and the Halev Sasha Samach was about the Shlichus. The Ran says it was about the Nevuah. And so he got Cheshen Mishpat Vurim V'Tumim, which is Nevuah for Klal Yisrael. If I may, I would like to go into this Indian a little more, deeper to understand the Mida Keneged Mida, the Leif Shesamach gets the Urim V'Tumim. And I'd like to begin with understanding the Urim V'Tumim. What was it? A lot of talk in the Rishonim. What was the Urim V'Tumim? What was its keach? What was it? How did it work? Rishonim are full. What is it? How did it work? What? So there's an interesting Eben Ezra, which the Ramban already quotes. And he says that the Eben Ezra was trying to be wise in this inyan. And he explains that it's actually Maisa Kesav Azov, but its internal workings is Mazalus and Kechavim. It works al pi the mazolus and the kechavim. I think it's kedai to read the words inside, so we shouldn't misquote it. Says the Ramban, Savar Rab Avram li ischachem b'inyan urim v'atumim v'omar ki hei mais umin kesev ezov v'herich b'inyanam ki choshav sheheim al atzurei sheyasu balei ha-kechavim lodas machsheves ha-shoyel. Astrology. According to the Eben Ezra, it's astrology. You look at the Chassam Sefer, you text this Eben Ezra, and he says, what, this, and he brings Rayas, and I answer Chassam Sefer. And at the end he says, but I have to be moida, there is a chacham of astrology. The Kechovim do play a role in the Asidus. And so, possibly there's some shaykhis, the Eben Ezra, to the Urim V'Tumim, there is some connection. You look at the Chassam Sofer, you'll work on it over Shabbos. I'm not here to delve into things which are beyond my Havana. But the Chassam Sofer was big enough, and he says he sees some astrology in Yonim in the Urim V'Tumim, like the Eben Ezra says. I would like to follow with the Derech of the Ramban to explain the Urim V'Tumim. And with this, to go back to the original Shaila, the Leiv Shesamach B'Gdulas Achiv was Zoyche Turin V'Tumim, the connection. I want to Vafashtei Tzachayim. On the Zayda Zavot, it doesn't go a shir like this, right? Okay. So I'll tell you over Vav from Zayda. It's a beautiful Vart. It's in the Kisvi Avamori, in my Zayda Sefer. It's classic. Even quoted in the Haintik and the Chavrim that they put out all the Likutim, they quote the Zayda. It's a beautiful Vart. And he says the following. It says, L'chayra, Aaron, when he heard that Moshe Rabbeinu, to be the manik, to be the leader, his das, his mind, could have started to question it. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Bin doch der ältere Bruder, bin doch Aaron. And I would like to add to my Zaydis Ha'ara, tell me, who was sitting and learning all the years? Aaron. Aaron was Shevet Levi. Aaron, the Rambam says clearly that who was the Malamed, who was the Rosh Hashiva Levi. So Aaron was sitting in Mitzrayim teaching Torah. Meredik, right? Aaron HaKain. Tell me, what was Moshe Rabbeinu all these years? You look at the Midrashim, he was a Melech in Kush, and then he sat in Lovins in Yisrael's home. At the Ken Trachten Bazich. I'm just adding this, as they say, a little bit flavoring to the Zaydis Kash. Ich kann trachten bei sich. Wer ist das? Ich bin doch der Rosh Hashiva. Was? Ich bin doch der Greise Rav, der Greise Peisig, der Greise Rav. Ich Rabbeinu, what? You have a sat learnt in Yeshiva? Als ich wollte gekannt fragen. And the Teretz is, sagt der Zaydis, that's the Dasa Adam. Machshava, the mind says, I don't understand. Doesn't make sense. Yet the lev was misgaber. A lev shesamach b'gdulas achiv. The heart said, you know what? It doesn't make sense. I'm happy for my brother anyway. You're right. Sakut tekash aviv. The Rebbeinu Shlom chose my brother. So the lev, the hergeshim of the lev, overpowered the das. Umimela. Is el zeicha to the urim v'tumim. My Zayda doesn't fear ice. Maybe this is what he means. What was the urim v'tumim? The urim v'tumim means you don't have das. The urim v'tumim means that the Rebbeinu Shlom is the das. Dalkayin zak ich weiß nicht. I don't have a mahalach. We don't know. Lam mefregen de urim v'tumim. Not finished yet, Rabbi Yisai. Aber was hat es mit dem Herz? Let's learn the Ramban. Says the Ramban that I believe v'inyan hu. How does it work? The urim v'tumim. Zog the Ramban that the urim v'tumim works. Ki lo hayu mais umin. This wasn't a mais umin. He says, so what? How does it work? Zog the Ramban that it works that the shemais hakdeshim. There were shemais in the urim v'tumim, and these shemais needed to be read to understand what the Shemus are telling us. Zak de Ramban, and how does that work? Leif. Oh, here it is. Mikoicham yeleiv hakoyin tomim biyedias inyan ha'oisiyos she'iru le'enav. Yeah, nice. Ramban says clearly that the lev of the Kayin was able to read the Osius of Kaidish, and then mainly he understood what the Osius are telling him about the question, about the future. What is the Ramban? What about the lev? And the Teretz Rabbi says, the Tahara of the lev. And the lev is Tahar. It sees, it's masig. It sees Bayra'ilam, it sees Shemus HaKadosh. It's able to see Ruchni is the Kezachin that you can't physically see. It's Ramban. The Ramban says clearly, Havel Hoyusham Shemus HaKadosh Acherin Nikroyim Tumim Shemus HaKadosh Mikoicham Yelev hakoyim tomim. The Kayin's heart had to be pure. And through that taharas halev, he was able to read and understand those Osius Kaidish. Now we're starting to understand. Avada mensch mit sein physisch. With his boss of Adam, Dikir Kaiches and Machshavis, he don't understand how Meish Rabbeinu was chosen. Havas, a mensch and is done a gears and a tracht. Abamol, there's something called a lev, but it's tahir, it's beyond the gears, it's tomim. It could see that the Rabbeinu Shalom chooses. And this becomes the Ratzon Hashem, and it becomes clear to him through the lev. I'd like to use the words that the Zaydi used. Zaydi used the words, Arnet nicht getracht mit sein Das. Arnet getracht mit sein Herz. And I've spoken to you about this many times, and I have many rayas to this. It's not for now, because I want to finish point that I'm trying to bring out about the Chayshin. Halev Maven, there's a certain thing called the Lev. And that Lev by a Yid is different than it is by a Goy. And that's why a goy has no shaychis to understanding was hayid kan verstehen. It doesn't go. There's a leiv tamim, there's a leiv tahir. Leiv tahir brali elikim v'ruach nochein chadish b'kibi. That leiv, Rabbi Yisai, is b'koyach to look at Shema Yisakadish and understand. He's able to understand the godless Achiv that the Rabbeinu Shalom chose him and not him. And in Mela, he gives him the Chesh. So this is all very nice Torah. It's Emissa Torah. What's it get to us? Let's talk a bit nicer. How does one achieve? We're not Aaron HaKoyin and we're not Meshach Adenu. So what is it that brings out this Leiv? How does it come? We all know that Aaron HaKoyin was Ayiv Shalom. He was a Raid of Shalom. He was Ayiv Asabrius. We're soon going to speak out from the altar from Kelim. That you want to know where the pure of Leiv comes from? You want to know where Avirach of Asamach Beliba comes from? It's in the actions, Rabbi Yisai. The Maisim cause a person, the more he does it, the more he's Oisik in actions of Avas Yisrael and Avas Abrius and Redifas Hashalom. Those things cause that the heart should become healthier. See, today they tell you if you eat bran, and if you eat the chreizvas, alimina grazen that the behemoths eat, and you eat oats, was like, no, get them behemoths. And you'll have a healthy heart. Let me tell you about a healthy heart, okay? You want a healthy Jewish heart? This is how you do it, Rabbi Yisai. Mitabida shal aron akayin. The Mishnah tells us how to do it. To be an ayiv shalom, to be a raid of shalom. Then the heart starts becoming unclogged in Gashmi's Dikinyanim and becomes sensitive and healthy and strong in Yanni Ruchnim. And it's not my vort, Rabbi Yisai. Avada, the theatrics around it is my vort. But the Alta from Kelim, the first few Shmuzin, which is interesting, Rabbi Yisai, and later we'll get back to these Shmuzin, finds it necessary to discuss Noisa Be'olim Chaveirim. That is, if you look at Simcha Zisel, the Alvin Kelim, the beginning of his Mamorim, it's all about No Yisabolim Chaveira, and there's so much in there. Mamish pages and pages of Yisoidis, and some of them will still quote. Aaron HaKoyin achieved such a havel that Memelo, him and his children were granted the schus to bench Klal Yisrael. Because they were able to be Levorech Asami Yisrael. I've told you before that I believe that's the Asher Kitshanu B'Kedushasei Shalaharin. What is the Kedushasei Shalaharin? Suppose that you mean Kedushas Kahuna. No. Asher Kitshanu B'Kedushasei Shalaharin V'Tzivanu Levarech Hasam Yisrael B'Ahava. That's Kedushas Harin, Rabbi Yisai. Kedushas Harin was that his lave was Tahar in Ahava. That's the Asher Kitshanu B'Kedushosoi Shalaharin. The Kedusha of Aharon is Mitzivanu. And therefore he's Mitzavah. L'varech Esam Yisrael B'Ahava. And I believe it's also Meduyik in the Pasuk, Rabbi Yisai. You know, the Pasuk speaks all the time that Aharon should wear the vernacular, the Lashon could have been V'lavash. V'lavash Aharon, he should wear the Urim V'Tumim. V'lavash Aharon is Mishpat B'nei Yisrael Aliboy, he should wear it. The Pasuk stresses V'nosa. All that the same Lashon, V'nosa, he should noise, he should carry it. And I believe that there's a Muridik Yisoid in this Inyan of V'nosa. Mitmachen, like noise ba'olam chaveri, Aaron carried the weight of Klal Yisrael, he carried their tzaris, he carried their inyanim, and nosach, he carried it aliboy. That's the lave of the Urim V'Tumim. And And I believe it's meduyik in an interesting Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra says, what is the mishpat b'nei Yisrael? The nos ha'arin es mishpat. What is mishpat? Says the Eben Ezra, he should carry the mishpat, tam mishpat, dine Hashem. Ugzeirois of hoasidois. We're talking about gzeirois. A mishpat could mean if there's a mishpat against Klal Yisrael. Mishpat b'nei Yisrael, he's carrying that also. Aaron HaKohen carries with him Klal Yisrael. Aaron carries Klal Yisrael. As a Meridik in Medrash Talpius, Anaf Eifait, he speaks about how every part of the Cheshen and the Urim V'Tumim was a skula for refuah. Every part. From not being able to have children and having a difficulty of children and eyes and head and feet. It's a Medrash Talpius. And if you want even more of a detailed, almost like a doctor's health book guide, today they go, you can buy a book, 1,000 pages about a vitamin. It helps you for this and for that. And then the third page contradicts the fourth page that it helps you for. And it doesn't help you, and it helps you for this way, and it helps you that way, and that way, and therefore doesn't help you this way. You know how it works. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Rabbeinu Bechaya has a detailed guide how the Urim V'Tumim helps for Gevissa Inyanim and Machlis, each part of the Urim V'Tumim. It's detailed. Look at the Rabbeinu Bechaya. It's a Meirdik Rabbeinu Bechaya. And I understand that the Pshat is because Aaron carried this with him. Aaron carries with him Shmois b'nei Yisrael. Aaron carries Mishpat b'nei Yisrael. Aaron carries Klal Yisrael with him. And it's interesting. The Ramban points out, and it's before Shapasik and Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph, Perik Chav Gimel, Pasik Vav, David HaMelech had a Cheshen, had his own Cheshen with an Urim V'Tumim. It's a Mefurish Pasik, Rabbi Yisai. Pasik says clearly that it was brought to David. David had a, and the Ramban speaks about it. And the Ramban says that this was given over to Gedolei Yisrael, Chachmei Yisrael, that they had the secret of the Urim V'Tumim, and I believe the Pshat is very poshut. The Melech, the king, was Lev Yisrael. That was what the king is really meant for. He was the heart of Klal Yisrael. He carried Klal Yisrael with all its troubles and all its problems. And the Mele, he had this Urim V'Tumim, which was given to Aaron, which was to be the Shmois B'nei Yisrael, Alibay. He also had this Cheshen. He also had this Eifay. He was the Melech Yisrael. And the Melech Yisrael, his job in the Gemara tells us clearly that David HaMelech was proud that what was he Oisik in all day? Let's talk David HaMelech, the great David HaMelech. Ani yodi meluch leches b'dam u'b'shilya. Hands were busy with it. Chazal tell us that every morning they would come in and ask David HaMelech, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichem Parnosa. Every morning. You know, they talk about the cabinet that they report back to the president, right? I'd like to know how many days they report back to the president, Amcha Tzrichem Parnosa. I'd like to know that. Is it between golf sessions? Is it between flights to overseas for Chavezvas Metutarten? I want to know. It says Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim, Rabbi Yisai. And I always wondered to myself, what shot Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim? Every day. The Gemara says every single day they do this. They walked into David HaMelech and they say, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichem Parnasa. You are the lave of Klal Yisrael. It is your achray is to be noise ba'oil. Tell me, what's the solution? Every day. Does it change from minute to minute? And I always understood, the answer is the same every day. Lechu parasuzu mizu. Like a broken record player. This is the parasuzu. I asked this kasha as a child to my Zayda. Truthfully, I never got a straight answer. I don't understand it. But the most I could say today, as I grew up, I was starting to understand, it was to remind the Melech. That's what his job is. you should know I'm Chol Yisrael. That's what you have to think about from morning to night. This is what every day, regardless if there's a change or there's not a change, this is Melech Yisrael. Because Melech Yisrael is Leiv Kala'am, and that was his responsibility. The lessons, Rabbi Yisai, and then we'll get to the Alta from Kelim, and then we'll get to Ashena Maisa. Trust me, I know what the agenda has to be. The menu, I know the menu. I can get away with 25 minutes of Torah if at the end I stick an Ashtekel Rabbi Ruchim and Ashena Maisa from Zayden Zachayna. A piece of history. Okay. To me, there are shmuzin here from the Alta from Kelim, which are Yisaida Yisaidis, and eye-opening to the utmost. And I asked the oil, there's no time, but you should take out Chachma Musa, the beginning, and read the first 10, 12 pages, 6, 7 shmuzin. It's all about Noisei Ba'olam Chaveirei, how a Yid is supposed to be Noisei. Like I told you, the lashon v'nasa ha'arein aliboy shmois mishpat v'hoya aliboy. It's supposed to be aliboy constantly. Says the Alter from Kelim. V'hine lovely. This is in page Aleph. It's the first part of the shmois, and I'm going to take out pieces and parts because it's a chiddush nifla to me. V'hine lovely l'mailas naisa b'olam chaverei efshar. A person can never reach this. It takes work to be a real noisa b'olam chaveirei. You can't just be moved by a story and feel bad when somebody tells you something that no, you got to work on it. It takes preparation. It takes years of taharas halev. It takes years of iracha. The samach beliboy to have a hava to care, and then you could be a nice b'olam chaveirei. Later on in the shmuz, this is on page Dalid. I take out another line here from the altar from Kelim. V'alkei misha margish b'amida azoy shomer nafsha yilmei tamid musar al zeh. We have to learn musar about this topic. Ubefrat b'nois b'oil. Says the altar from Kelim, Asher hi oila al kol ha-mailus. This to him is greater than all other mailus. And here I quote to you at the end of that shmuz, V'hanira, ki hi l'mala mi v'hafto l'reyecha kamoicha. The words of the altar from Kelim, Rabbi. So I grew up, that it's like a rishni altar from Kelim. We learned, my Zayda learned it with me and taught it to me, and through the yeshivas that I went to, the words of the altar from Kelim were learned mamish like the Yisoydi Yisoydis of Musar. He says clearly, Baniro, ki hi lemalo miviahavto riacha kamoicha. Why? Ki hi b'maisa gamkein. Miviahavto riacha kamoicha. You love. How Rabbi Yisai? There's a whole Gaiish world that talks about love. Whole religion based on it. And I'm not going to start telling you about that religion. Anybody who knows. If you don't know, I'm sorry, but you're better off than not knowing Efsher. Love and love and love and love. It's all about love. Love, 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 love. Okay. Love to Lemaisa. There's no Lemaisa in that love. You see? Maisa. To be able to be a Naisa, Ba'olam Chaver of a Maisa. I would like to just tell you one more thing from the Alter from Kelim. Zogt Alter from Kelim, you said that this will bring the Geula, and only this. First words in the Alter from Kelim. Heilanu Seder Agula, says the Alter. The Torah teaches us through Shmois Seder HaGeula. This is how Geula comes. It begins with Noisa Ba'il Moshe Rabbeinu. For his brothers. It continues with the sneh. You see, we always understood, Rabbi Yisai, that it's to bring out the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Alto learns, no, it's about Geula. This is the Seder, he says, of Geula. It begins with Noisa Boilim Chaveri. It continues with the Makis Emuna. And he says, Kavyochel am Shaleach Bisne, the Abishta with the Sne, the Ashliach Behergele, and the Shliach with the way he was fearing Zach, Noisa Boilim Chaveri, Meshur Rabbeinu, the sheep, the bricks. And then he continues, V'achekach schus emuna. Then Klal Yisrael has to begin to work on emuna and use that schus. And then comes the ula. And then he ends off niske. V'hine geulas mitzrayim simin l'geula ha'asida. And this is a simin how the final geula will come. It begins with Noisa Ba'olam Chaveroi, Emuna, Niske Lahachin Atzmeinu Kiseder Hazeh, V'Tayvlanu B'zeh B'Ba'am In Ken Yirach. A voice saying, Noisa Ba'olam Chaveroi. Yeah. Gula. That's how we want Gula. And here you get your beautiful Noisa, Rabbi Sai. My Zayda was a tremendous Noisa Ba'olam Chaveroi. That's... You know, I've been asked many times, why do I only talk about Beinom HaVeirai and Lev and Her Geshem and Avas Yisrael? That's what I saw at home. What should I do? I basically heard that as much or just as, or maybe even more than just sitting and learning, which was a Davar Pashtun Lit, I think. First, my Bubby used to say, I mean, Vos else vils the Tanach, mi chus v'lan, and she always used to tell me that, Hashtep is best of us, she used to, was like, a, you know, and they grew up in Lithi, you have to sit and learn, so. But the talk was always, Midas, and Midas, and Midas, and Midas, and Midas, right, and Midas. Okay. Isaiah was from the heads of Vada Atzala when he came here. All the books, if you read anything about Vada Atzala and Shanghai, and there he was, Mamisha, he even marched almost to Washington, he spoke to the Secretary of State, Hutchison. One day I'll tell you about it. There are pictures of him and Georgie Klein speaking to Dean Hutchison, the Secretary of State. Visas and visas and helping in Varatzola. When my Zayda came, he was actually on the first boat out. Until today, my father always talks about General Miggs was the name of the boat, the first boat to leave Shanghai. And who did they send? They sent all the marrieds, which was not much from the Mir Yeshiva, all the marrieds, and my Zayda. And why did they send my Zayda? Because they knew, Ves Yehuda Shalach Lufanov, that he'll come already to America and have a chain. And as a matter of fact, I even have a cutout from an article that was printed in the newspapers in Shanghai. There was a Yiddish newspaper printed in Shanghai. Even, believe me, they were there for a few years. They had already had a... It was a full life they made over there, with all the troubles and all the poverty. Managed to win no Dini Tyrants there. Plenty of the Psak Dinim of those Dini Tyrants as well. It is what it is. I think in the Midbar we find that they came to Moshe Rabbeinu with Dini Tyrants. I can't imagine what they were fighting over, but I'll call upon him, it's possible. So in that paper, Maizeda writes that he's leaving Shanghai and he's saying goodbye to everyone. And he's promising that anyone who needs any help should call on him, and he's leaving, and this is what he's going to America, and he says goodbye to the Shanghai Olam with this. Okay. I have a letter that my Zayda wrote to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz a year after arrival here in America. Reb Chaim was still in Shanghai. Reb Chaim was the last one to leave. I have this letter as well, where Reb Chaim writes, Ani ha'achroin l'bnei Torah. I still have that letter. My Zayda writes to him, and he writes back to my Zayda that he wants a visa, and he hasn't gotten his visa to leave yet. Ani ha'achroin l'bnei Torah. I'm the last ben Torah to leave, which means, and the way I heard this from my Zayda, Reb Chaim made sure everyone else went first, and then Reb Chaim went himself. Made sure everyone went first. I have this letter, Rabbi Yisai. It's if anyone wants, I could show it to you, and it's part of the history, but I have it, okay? I have it in my hand. It's a letter to my Zayda, and it's been printed a few places, and I think in the Hazrocha, the Pasi Kedem, you'll find this letter already written. Vanihu ha'achroin l'bnei Torah. Okay. My father till today tells me that as General Miggs, the boat left, he says it's something he'll never forget. The Mir Yeshiva, the island, together with Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, went to the docks to say goodbye. And they, my father explained to me then, we never knew if they would see each other again. It was war, it was, you know, it came to the Naya Medina. Nobody knew what the future is. So it was Mamish Pirudachim. It was saying goodbye. Told me that the yeshiva, the Mir Yeshiva, Bereishim, Reb Chaim, came to the dock and they sang Ani Mamin. Told me as the boat left, the Bechias of Ani Mamin was so strong on both sides, on the people at the dock and the people on the boat. He said they cried and cried till they couldn't hear each other anymore. But it was so loud, the Bechias and the screaming. This was Shanghai, okay? When my Zayda came to America, he right away was taken as a Rosh Hashiva. He had a very, very nice job. There was a yeshiva in the Bronx called the Havas Torah. Beautiful, beautiful yeshiva. Rabik was the Manal. Rabbi Yeruchim Gerelik was, I think, the Magid Shir at the place. I have all the stationery and all the information. I even know how much they were paying him then. Some you can buy a supper with it, okay? I got it all right. And I have a letter which he writes to him within a year that he's giving up the job, even though it's a beautiful job. And he writes with the following words: how can I sleep at night knowing that the Olam is still in Shanghai and they have no way to come back? So he's giving up his job and he's putting himself in completely into Vada Tzala, to getting visas. Rabbi Isai, is it Shanghai? Probably. Is it what the world that they saw? I'm sure. But this is the Eden that once were, not too long ago. It's not that long ago, Rabbi Isai. And if I may, I will share with you a story that I experienced this week as well. Everyone knows Chai Lifeline. It's a tremendous thing. They have Bachumach. I've told you about them, the way they go back and forth. My third son, he tells me that he was staying with his brother, and he tells me that so-and-so, one of the Bachrim that worked for Chai Lifeline, is going to stay with him that night, Sunday night, for a few hours, and then he's heading back to Lakewood at about 10 o'clock. You could probably figure out why the 10 o'clock. Okay, that already was done. The Americana Bochum here know what's, you know, what was Sunday till 10 o'clock. Okay, good. Okay, you got it, okay. All right? Why are you laughing? You know what I'm talking about? Okay. You don't know what I'm talking about? It's okay. I have very little knowledge in it also, but I learned quickly, okay? There was a big event, and it was over at Berich about 10. So he's heading back at 10 o'clock, all right? The next morning, the snow, Rabbi, right? So my son tells me that he's stuck there because of the snow, but it's okay because so-and-so is here with him and he'll take him back. I said, so-and-so, I thought he's leaving at 10 o'clock. What happened? It went a little later, the Indian went a little later. Did the party afterwards go a little later? What was the... My son says, no. He traveled back to Lakewood, and he heard that there's somebody there that the parents can't make it for the night to sleep with them. So he traveled right back. He was in Lakewood. He traveled right back. And the next morning, he was there with him. Das ist Bachem Lach Yiddish Kinder. This is Leiv. This is the Leiv of Klal Yisrael, which no guy in the world could understand. No guy can verstehen das Bechlau. Hanna toma gedoilim hu lef shalachai. Han toma ikve atzayin amongst us. This is Kedusha, Rabbi Yisrael. Kedusha. This is Kedusha. To be nice of oilim chaveray. That is b'zeichet, like the Alta tells us, that the Geula will come with this Seder, with emuna and nice of oil chaveri but mezeicha zayin beheira b'yameinu to be a sakai.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.